Our blessed eternal Father, we are full of thanks and praises for spreading our life to witness the end of the first 2 months of the year, and also for bringing us into the first day of the third month of the year. Thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness that you have expressed to us, in keeping us safe, protected, in keeping us in your blessings, under your favor, under your divine protection. Thank you for feeding us with your word of life, and Lord, and for your spirit, and your word working in our lives to have more desires to draw closer to you. We have come to your house. Eternal Father, has needy people that cannot be helped except by you. And Lord, for you to help us, Master, we need to surrender ourselves to you. We need to recognize that we are in need of your help, that we cannot help ourselves, for you can only help those who need your help. Those who can help themselves, Lord, you don't help. For only the sick seek the physicians. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, we know you have your blessings full in store for us today. Lord Jesus, it is for us to enjoy. Oh God, help us, Father, that we will not be cheated, that we will not be denied. All our petitions, all our desires, Lord, to see you, to see your hand upon our lives, in righteousness, in holiness, in good health, in joy and gladness, in higher ground and victory. Lord, may your hand be stretched forth to accomplish this in our lives. As your word will be going forth from now until the end of the services today, Master, may your mighty hand be stretched forth into our lives. Lord, let the enemy once again be defeated in our lives, in our gathering, in our midst, among your people everywhere, and take all the glory and honor. Lord Jesus, we have come the way we are. May we not return the way we came. Lord, may we not go back worse. May we go back better. Lord, as we depend upon you to help us, Lord, forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Whatsoever the enemy can stand upon to accuse us before you, may your blood speak on our behalf. For we recognize that, Lord, except you help us, we cannot help ourselves. Thank you, Eternal Father. Be with your people everywhere, Lord. Take all the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bible straight away to Revelation chapter 5. We read the first 7 verses. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereof. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open or to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Revelation chapter 10, 1-7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his right, he has in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the heart lifted up his hands of heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that they are in earth, and the earth, and the things that they are in earth, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophet. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. We are grateful to God again for the privilege of witnessing the beginning of another month. And so, the Lord's grace has been sufficient for us, keeping us throughout the first 2 months of the year. Here we are this morning, continue with the background. So by this week and next week, we'll be done with this background. And then, by the grace of God, we now look at the seven seals by the grace of God. God bless you. So this morning, we want to continue from where last week, because of the way it went, we could not hit the point that we wanted to hit. But nevertheless, and from where we read in Revelation chapter 7, we could see the mighty angel, like we were saying last Sunday, that the mighty angel that came down in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, the prophet said that is Christ, can be no one else but Christ. For he is the angel of the covenant. And the fulfillment of that Revelation chapter 1 came to pass when the seven angels from eternity came to the prophet and visited him and lifted him up into heaven and told him that it is time to open the seals, binding the revelations in the seals to be opened, and that he should return to Javan Sefer and prepare to preach on those things. And they came down, dropped him down to the heart and went back. And in the course of their going back, that is when this mystery cloud was formed. And the prophet said, the mighty angel that came down from heaven with one foot on the earth and one foot on the sea is Christ. And that is when that Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 was fulfilled. In order to fulfill Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, that must be. Praise be to God. Let's come to the bridge. Let's read from paragraph 30. We read that before, but just to. Yeah, the prophet said, if you notice, okay, let me read from 28. Because we've read it, so there's no need to repeat paragraph 28. We will pause there for a few moments from the reading of Revelation chapter 5 down to the including the 7th verse. We read from verse 1 to 7. This 7 seals book is revealed at the time of the 7 thunders of Revelation chapter 10. Now, if you are marking it down, let's turn to Revelation chapter 10. Just a moment, so you will get an understanding before we get into it. Now, this is at the end time. Listen. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head. If you notice, that is Christ. See, because he, in the Old Testament, was called the angel of the covenant. And he is directly coming to the Jews now, for the church is finished. Not at this time. As the angel of the covenant, he goes back to the Jews when rapture of the church has taken place. Are you there? All right. You must understand the placing of scriptural events. You must understand the placing, the timing. God does not deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. He has different times allotted for them. So then you must understand when prophet is making statement. He has so many things in him that he is releasing that almost at the same time. And then we will understand that. And his face, as it were the sun, and his face as pillar of fire, just as we have read. You remember that angel in Revelation chapter 1 that we read about too. You see, same thing. Angel is a messenger, and he is the messenger to Israel. Jesus Christ is a messenger to Israel. The angel of the covenant. My angel shall go before you. I was the pillar of fire, going before them, leading them. Praise be to God. And he was also the captain of the host of the Lord. When he appeared to Joshua in that form, it was still Jesus Christ, but in prefigure. So that was why when the preacher was saying during the waking on Thursday evening that he can add several scriptures to you to make you to see there are more than, if you are looking with theological eye, you will see more than three gods. Because this very angel that we are talking about in Joshua worshiped him. And it's only God that takes worship. It's only God that takes worship. Joshua wouldn't have worshipped any other being because he's been told thou shalt worship no other God beside me. That means that was the Almighty God in that condition that he appeared to them. Because the prophet said, because he was the one that told, when Joshua approached him and said, are you our, for us or for our enemy? He said, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. Then Jesus bowed down and worshipped him. Angels don't take worship. And that was, it's only the first angel that want to draw worship from people. And that was not the first angel. Because he couldn't be the captain of the host of the Lord. And what he told Joshua to do to overcome Jericho, he gave him the secret on how to overcome Jericho. And that was how they overcame Jericho. By walking around Jericho once in a day. And then the last 7 day, the seventh day, they went down 7 times and blew the trumpet. That was the secret. And then Jericho was fair, flat. Praise be to God. So there are several ways that God has revealed himself in the scripture. So if those theologians will add this other one to it, that makes it the fifth God. They will still see other places. Like the brother mentioned Melchizedek. If you say Father, Son, Holy Ghost, what about Melchizedek? If you say we have a decision making four, what about this other angel that Joshua worshipped? Making five. So it takes revelation to really understand the personality of the Almighty God. And that's why they are confused in the Bible. And in the sermon previously, before the prophet preached this bridge, he preached God revealing himself in simplicity and hiding himself in the same. So it takes the simple. And the simple are God's children to whom revelation has been given. Revelation, key to know who God is. Praise be to God. So he's the same angel, messenger, and he is the messenger to Israel. See, the church has been raptured. See now, or fixing to be raptured. He comes for his church. In the course of this time that the prophet is talking, he's talking about the future. Not as at the time that he was speaking, because the seas, as at the time of this breach, the seas have not been opened. Prophet was preparing to preach the seals. Amen. All right, let's move on to paragraph. Fixing to rapture, he come for his church. Now watch, and he had in his hand a little book open. Now here, it was closed here and sealed. And here in Revelation chapter 5, it was sealed. Nobody would open it. Nobody was worthy. Because there was a book in the hand of him that sat on the throne. And Nobody was worthy to open it. The book was sealed. But here in the hand of the Revelation 10 verse 1 angel, is already opened. Are you with me? In Revelation chapter 5, the book was sealed in the hand of he that sat on the throne. The book gave it to us, Revelation chapter 5 verse 1. But now in Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. It's sealed. Yeah. But now in Revelation chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, which is Christ. It is, you remember? Sorry. Go back to chapter 5, then you will see. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Go on. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? The book was still sealed in the hand of him that sat on the throne. And no man in heaven, none in heart, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And that made John to weep. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. The prophet said the reason John wept was because the mystery of redemption was in that. If that is not known, then there's no redemption. And that must be known. And that was why God promised in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, that the mystery of God shall be finished. So, and one of the angels said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the bow and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. He took it because he was the only one that was worthy to open it and to loose the seal thereof. And that lamb is who? That lamb is who? That's Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Are you with us? All right. And he came and took the book out of the hand of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book and the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Go on. Let's pray. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Who are they worshiping? Who are they singing to? The Lamb that took the book. Don't be distracted by the collection of offering. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book that was in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, the Lamb, and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain. Who was slain? And has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now Revelation chapter 10. That Lamb that opened the book, that collected that book. See, the prophet made us to know that it's a mystery. The theologians, we say, oh, there was one sitting on the throne. But the being that went to take the book from the right hand of him that sat on the throne, was it a physical person? Was it Jesus Christ in his real figure? It was in form of a lamb. But when they beheld, what did they see? They saw lion. You see, it's a mystery of God
showing unto all.
It will take the prophet to demystify that for us.
And he has done that to make us to know that
it is God's working the condescension of God.
How he condescended from the throne, from his big throne, to come to the heart, to come and redeem man. He left his glory. What condescension that brings us redemption? That's God in his humility, leaving his throne, coming down. Like I said the other time, God is a dramatist. And the prophet made us to know in the sermon who is this Melchizedek, that God emophase himself. He has different parts in the work of redemption. So, the prophet said, like a character can have different parts. Like today now, you can see in the social media, a single person can have different parts. I don't know how they do it. It's a social media hack. One person will be talking and he will be talking to himself. He could make himself into three places. Have you seen that before? How many have seen what I'm saying? It could be myself. I could be saying, Grandpa, I could dress like Grandpa in another part. And I'm a young man here. I could even present myself as a grandchild. And I would say, the little child can come and say, Daddy, I told to Grandpa to give me sweet. He didn't want to give me sweet. I am still the same person acting as a child. I'm still the same person acting as a daddy. I'm still the person acting as a grandpa. But if you watch, I will dress in different form to show the different character. You get it? That's how God acted. He acted as redeemer, as the lamb, to take the book from him, from the hand of him that sat on the throne. He's still himself. In spirit form. He's still God. Condescending into the form of the lamb, because it is in that form that he brings redemption to all. Full of blood. Because he has come to the earth and redeemed us, it is by that redemption that he is qualified. If you watch what we read in Revelation chapter 5, for that one, you are the only one that is worthy. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 5. From about 60 verse or so, I think. And lo, beheld and lo in the midst, and I beheld and lo in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the brothers. That's the Holy Spirit of God, sent to all the seven churches. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the fourth and business that day, and the 420 elders, they fell down with harps in their hand, began to say, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new saying, thou art worthy to take the book. That's why the prophet said, nobody but him to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. Revelation chapter 10. So, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his face a pillar of fire. The prophet said, if you go back to Revelation chapter 1, you will see these same characteristics. Can you remember that we talked about this initially? When we started the background to the Revelation of 7:6. That's why I said there is need for us to go through those things, because we'll be making reference to that. And if we are good students of the Bible, you'll be able to connect them together to make a whole picture for yourself. Because the reason we study those things is not for knowledge. It's not to prove that we can make reference to scripture. It's to really present to us what God has shown to us today. And he had in his hand a little book open. So he's the one that is worthy to open the book. So he has opened the book. So the seven seals are opened, because the Lamb opened them. The Bible cannot lie. Those who are saying the seventh seal is not open, they don't believe the scripture. A little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the heart. We are past that now. Sorry. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders utter their voices. The voices of the seven thunders, they are the mystery in the seas. They are the mystery in the seas, which the angel opened, which are opened in the book that is in the hand of him, of that angel. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, John was about to write. And I had a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders utter, and write them not. Now, the command John received was that everything that he sees and he hears, he should write. He should get them documented and send them to the seven churches. That was the first command he received in Revelation chapter 1. And now, carrying out that, he was about to continue obeying that instruction. He took his pen. He heard what the seven thunders said. Are you here? So John, the prefigure of the bride, yes. You say the prefigure of the bride, you will understand something as we continue. Because you will see that the angel that was revealing those things to John, at a point in time when John saw the marvelous thing that the angel revealed unto him, what did he attempt to do? He wanted to worship the angel. If he wanted to bow down, the angel took him and said, do it not. Don't worship me. I'm one of the prophets like you. Worship God. Are you with me? That was Abraham in also in the prefigure. Or in type. John was typing the bride while that angel was typing about Abraham. Remember these are visions that John saw. Hallelujah. So what happened in vision must manifest in true sense of it. So John had, he had the thunders, what the thunders uttered. Verse 4 again. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. Will you write things you don't understand? John had, he heard. And when I was about to write, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things with the seven thunders uttered and write them now. So John knew then. Amen. And the angel which I saw stand upon the scene and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven. I swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that they are in heaven, and the heart and the things that they are in heaven, and the sea and the things which are there in heaven, that there should be time no longer. You will say, but this angel swore by he that sat on the throne. That's God's mystery. The prophet made us to know that God will hide himself in the Bible. And the theologians will search for him with intellectual knowledge. They will never find him there. We have talked about these mighty angels as being Christ. When Jesus Christ came on the face of the earth, he was saying, my Father. Was he not saying that? And some people ask the prophet and say, why should Jesus be praying to God? The prophet said, you also pray to God because he's in you. The Father was in Christ, not a different being. Hallelujah. Not a different being. He was praying to the Father, the great spirit that was inside of him. Amen. Now, well, it takes revelation to understand these things. These are not intellectually understood. It takes revelation. And when we hear these things and it looks as if we don't get them, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to go to God in prayer. Give me revelation of your word. The prophet said, if revelation is above you, he said, what do you do? Take Jacob's ladder, prayer, and seek God for revelation. So this angel swore that there will be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when that seventh angel will begin to sound, then the mystery of God should be finished as declared unto
his servants, the prophet. Who spoke this word? Read verse 6 again. Get something there. And swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the heart and the things that are therein, and the seed and things which are therein, that there should be time don't go longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, it's still the angel of the covenant that said it. Making reference to us, God has told his prophet that the mystery will be revealed, and that mystery will be revealed only in the time of the seventh angel. And that was why we look at the trumpeting angels, that there are seven. But that this Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 is not the seventh trumpeting angel. The seventh trumpeting angel is Revelation chapter 11. I think we have proven that before. Is that clear to us? God bless you. But this one is the seventh angel to the seven churches. To the seventh church age. The seven angels to the seven churches. Rapport being the first, as we have it. Where are they? Yeah, as we have it there, you can see their names written there. Each one. And the last one, the seventh one, is the one that is being referred to in this place. That will bring the revelation of the thing that John was asked not to write. The thing that John was asked not to write, those are the things that we made known here. The prophet said is the mystery of redemption. Praise be to God. God bless you. So we move forward. Now, the angel, this seventh angel messenger, the prophet said, he has no other thing to do than to tidy all the loose ends. All the loose ends from the time that the church went into, brought in theology. Drop a little part of God's word. I went into theology, added all those things to the church and the rest of it. That's what God promised restoration in Joel chapter 2. As we know, God said, I will restore. And that's when he told us in Malachi chapter 4 that Elijah, that man upon whom Elijah's spirit will come, will restore the hearts of the children back to their Pentecostal fathers. It's a work of restoration. Because this is the last church age. All that has been lost in the ages down to this time will now be restored back to us. That's the tidying up the loose ends. So let's read from paragraph 60. From 59, paragraph 59. But the mysteries that they couldn't understand, how that God can be three and yet one. How that the scripture can say, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and turn around and say, baptize in the name of Jesus. See? Oh, so many things. How can he eat a apple and cause the wreckage of the whole world? See? How can these things be? But those mysteries are promised to be revealed in the end time. It is little loose ends. These great warriors, the messengers of the past ages, are referred to by the prophet as great warriors, have come on the scene, such as Irenaeus and Martins, St. Martins and Polycarp, and the different ones, and Luther, and Wesley, and all of this, see, as how they have come and just lived long enough to kind of bring a light and shine it, but they left many things in darkness. They left many things in darkness. Along come the Pentecostal age, like the Lutheran age, and they run out on limbs, but still, all right. Oh, merciful God. Don't say they weren't right. They were, but there are loose ends left.
that can be explained. But then, why? The seal hasn't been broken. So, because the true restoration has not taken place after the first church age, the true complete work came in the first church age, of which Paul was the prophet and messenger. After him, the church began to lose the quality of the word. Loose ends began to come in, and it got worse as the ages advanced. Until finally, Roman Catholic came and it became something else. And that is what the prophet is saying here. Loose ends. And it is like that. They left those things in darkness until the last time that God promised that all those loose ends, all those things that were left in darkness that people didn't understand, and women preacher and the rest of them, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that they carry all along. The prophet said all those things must be straightened out.
Let me read it to paragraph 61 and then I'll stop.
See? But still, all right, don't say wasn't right. They were, but there is loose ends left that can't be explained. But then, why? The seals hasn't been broken to thoroughly reveal what these things are. See? But then, in the last age, all these mysteries are to be solved and handed out. And the seals are to be opened by the Lamb and revealed to the church, capital C church. And then time is no more. See? How wonderful then, the book then is a book of redemption. Praise be to God.
So at this point, we have to close because the time is not permitting us. So by God's grace, next week, God helping us, we'll be bringing it to a conclusion. We'll look at a few other things. And then the Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you again this morning for sparing our lives. Those who traveled, you saw them through in their journeys. Those that are still there, you are helping them in the very purpose why they stay behind. Lord, we are grateful that you have taken us through January and February. This is March. You that graciously did it for us for the past 2 months, we believe you do it for us this month and the rest of the months. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word that we have just heard. Very simple. The prophet said, the seven messengers, there are two prophets, the first one and the last one. We are very grateful that you have made this known unto us. Lord, you vindicated your prophet beyond any reasonable doubt. It will take a man that is of the other side to doubt this message. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. A revelation can only come to us when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. If we are not filled with the Holy Ghost, then we are in our former state, and the spiritual things are spiritually discerned. May you help us, O Father. Strengthen your servant that you have used to bring your word unto us. We look unto you for the rest of the services of the day. May you continue to draw us closer and closer unto yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.